Blog Talk Radio.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Everything that you're looking for, but please don't push me away. Yeah. You probably could count my flaws to infinity, and sometimes I make you wanna hurt me, but I still got a heartbeat, baby. Now please, maybe.
Like me, yeah.
And that was my guy, Will Glover. I'm back on. You know what I did? I started the show, and I don't believe that I was having some technical difficulties, so I got to start that all over. I want to say thanks to everybody for listening to the show. We have reached 142,565 listeners. Man, and I just had a long conversation, and I played a track by Will Glover, and I don't think that you heard me. Oh, man. Happy Thanksgiving. It's our Thanksgiving show. I'm out of town, and I am enjoying myself after Thanksgiving. not a corny joke that I told. I said I ate all of the Cornish hen family. I ate the mother, the brother, the sister, the cousin. I ate them all. So I had to tell my priest, I'm sorry for eating the Cornish hen family. But it was good. I had everything. I mean, cranberry sauce. I ate his legs, his back. I just don't know what I would do with myself. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only on a Friday night after Thanksgiving. And if you want to listen to the show, dial 347-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen to the show. And I must tell JB Spirit that happy Thanksgiving, and I couldn't do my show without him. And I don't know why there was dead air on my show. Man, I wonder what's happening. I know you heard the Will Glover track. Will Glover, that's his name. And you could get his music at www.willglover.com. And he has a track called Like Me. So, yeah, why do I talk like I'm listening to myself? Anyway, I played Let It Snow because I really wanted to play that. I've been dying all year to play that track, and I love it. It's a good track. And you know what? It snowed last week in Chicago, but it didn't snow on Thanksgiving. So I thought I'd play Let It Snow. Oh, man. I am just such a sweetie beady. Anyway, we're having a good show tonight, and I want to thank all of my fans. I am so blessed and grateful. I just could not ask for better fans. So I'm going to play a track by Whitney Houston called One of Those Days, and it's actually not one of those days, but it's a good day because we got a lot to be thankful for. So let me play this, and when I come back, we've got more great music on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Exactly what I need.
Well, it's one of those days, and I am enjoying myself on this Friday. And you know what? Thanksgiving is a day that we need to be thankful, but we actually need to think about being thankful all the time. You know, when you think about the good things, I got a chance to watch Unsung with Minnie Riperton, and I didn't know she died at 31. I knew she died early. But the thing was, she said something that was so miraculous. She said if she sold just one record or 1,000, she was just happy doing music, and that you should be happy with whatever it is you truly enjoy doing. Well, I took that to heart, and it was really a sad show about Minnie Riperton because she had so much talent, and she was ahead of her time, and she could do octaves that people were just overwhelmed with. Sidney Barnes got a chance to talk about her on the Unsung Heroes, and it was a great show. So when you're sitting back this Thanksgiving weekend, think about all the good things that you had a chance to enjoy. You know, and that's the thing to be blessed for. That's the thing to say happy Thanksgiving for. Friends, the ones that are still here, the ones you enjoy. I want to send a shout out to my best friend in Chicago, Anthony Stevens. Hope he's listening tonight on a Friday. And to my best friend in Memphis, Tennessee, Lou Higgins. And to all my best friends in Memphis, Tennessee, Chicago, New York, Detroit, Alabama, and especially to my relatives and families. I mean, I thank God for having them in my life. I thank my priest. I thank my maid, especially my maid, because I love to hear her say, "Okay, Mr. McClure, are you going to say thank you? Happy Thanksgiving." No, man, but again, it's just a joy enjoying your life, you know, traveling, doing some great things. And I want you to think about that. I want you to enjoy your life. I want you to enjoy whatever it is you have and just make it a happy weekend. So I'm going to play this track that I'm looking for on my board. It's called Time to Change. And it's by Yolanda Adams. And I'm dedicating this to my sister because she's a gospel person and really good. And as a matter of fact, I'm dedicating this to my daughter and everybody. So it's by Yolanda Adams, and it's called Time to Change.
I got something to say. You know? It's one of those joints here. Yolanda? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Check this out. You know? It's time to change. Londa.
Whatever, I see him, he's up.
you know, I agree with Yolanda. It is time to make a change. In another 30 days, it's going to be the end of December. We're going into 2016. And I know all of us want a better 2016. Now, 2015 was pretty decent. I made my way back through a lot of things. I mean, I got a lot of gifts, a lot of support, still need a lot of more. But the thing was, I enjoyed 2015. The guest I had on my show, fabulous. Recording artist, the best. And I want to send a shout out to Amarilla Santiago. That's my girl. She is in Chicago doing her thing. And she had a very beautiful picture of herself the other day. And I commented that. And she wants me to try to make one of her shows when she's in Chicago. And I'm going to do that. And I'm going to visit some friends of mine that have moved to Illinois. So, I mean, I'm just really grateful and thankful. And 2016 is going to be a fire year, not only for me, but for everybody. I've got a track that I'm going to play. It's called When I Close My Eyes. This girl says she found her man and she just can't, oh, she can't get enough. Her name is Shanice. And she said, oh, every time I close my eyes, I just go crazy. I just go crazy, crazy, crazy. But she loves this guy, and that's a nice feeling to have. So, again, for all of you lovers out there that found somebody sweet, hold on to them. For the ones that don't have anybody, you're definitely going to get them in 2016. And for the ones that's just making their way through corporate America or their own job, their own company, their own everything, I wish you the best in the world and mwah, 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 all my kisses. And let me play the song. Shanice, When I Close My Eyes. Do you know I got my favorite niece name is Shanice? And I am wild about that girl. I love when she say, Uncle Don, I love you so hard. Ooh, that's a lot of love.
I'm so grateful to have a man like you.
You know, I just got an email and somebody said, Don, I love the music that you play. Man, they say, how did you pick that stuff? I said, you know what? I go into the studio, I decide on what I like, what I want to hear, how it relates to what we're talking about. And I actually just love playing music. Again, I want you, if you can, to catch up with the Unsung Heroes and watch that Minnie Riperton thing. Then they did Bobby Womack. And man, everybody knows I love me some Bobby Womack. And Bobby said he sings from the heart. And I liked Bobby. Bobby was my man. I mean, nobody, they called him Mr. Blues, the man, the number one, Mr. Cool. Bobby Womack. You know, I'm going to play this track by Regina Bell and James Taylor called Forever. Because you know what? When you feel good about yourself, life is forever. Man, you know I'm a poet and don't know it. No, I'm just kidding. If you want to listen to the show, dial 347-633-9376. And for some reason, I'm getting a little hoarse. So I got to fix me some tea while you listen to this track. And maybe I get my voice back together because it sounds kind of raspy. And I don't know why. I haven't been screaming. Maybe in my dreams, with all the nightmares I be having about dollar bills chasing me. Don, we're going to get you. We're coming after you. And I'm like, no, no, not the dollar. Let it be 100. Anyway, let me play this track by Regina Bell and James Taylor. Boy, that was a corny, corny joke. I don't think anybody tells jokes cornier than me.
You love my whole life through. That's all I want. Yes, that's all I want. And all I need is to be with you always. I don't need much, you see. Just need eternity.
Yeah.
you talking about a track. I like that forever. I love you forever. I'm telling you, man, I had this dream the other night. Those dollar bills and coins. Some coins were chasing me like Ebenezer Scrooge. Done if you don't change your ways. I said, is that you, Ebenezer? Yes, and if you don't change your ways, I'm the ghost of Christmas right now. And you're going to get it. Oh, man. I make a terrible Ebenezer Scrooge. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I have not had my tea yet. The number to dial is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen in to the show. And you can go on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. And I'm telling you, it must be the weather change when I travel. I'm getting a little hoarse, and I hear it. Man, that's driving me crazy. Let me play this quick PSA, and when I come back, we've got more great music on a Friday, the day after Thanksgiving.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone, story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet. Or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit MichiganCommunityAction.org or call 855-MI-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack. I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
And you know what I always say? I definitely want you to get your heart checked out. I want you to be around forever, like me, that you're going to be around to the end of time and then beyond. Hey, did you see the Man of Steel? Superman, I keep talking about that movie. Man, Superman's outfit was so dynamic. And when he's battling this bad guy, the bad guy says, I was trained to be a warrior, Crowd. What were you trained? Did you learn how to be a warrior on a farm? Oh, man. Big signified on Superman. But Superman was bad. And I got a chance to see the new Supergirl series. You got to watch that. I mean, she is kicking some butt. So that's pretty good. Anyway, I'm going to play this track by Adisha. And it's called I'm in Love with You. And then I'm going to go get my tea because I hear it boiling. Oh, man.
What was that you asking? I don't know.
You ask if I'm in love.
Not be around. never do it, does that mean to you? Like, is there something you're gonna do? Can't you see the torture I'm going through? I'm scared of giving my all to you. Ooh.
You see, I don't know if I'm in love. I'm kind of confused, you know. It's like, when you take me out and stuff, I'll be thinking, man, I'm in love. But then I turn around and just, I don't know if I'm taking you or not. I mean, I'm kind of confused, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I am feeling a little better, and my voice is getting better with my red tea. So, again, I feel a heck of a, I would say the other word, but I can't say it on the radio. I feel a heck of a lot better. And, you know, I was working on my book the other day, the best spy thriller that's going to come out, and I saw the cover, and I've seen the cover before, but it just looks so dynamic that I could imagine it being on the wall, in a restaurant or in your home or in an apartment or in a lobby somewhere. And it's going to be my first billboard poster. I have got to put that cover on a billboard. That book is going to be so dynamic. You want to get all of my books, go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net. That's where you can find all of my great books, my new book, The Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace, my new book that's coming out, My Sister Tiana, and my book that's doing really well, To Have a Friend. So, I mean, you got a choice. I've got 9 books out, and people are always just amazed that I've written so many books. We're going to slow it down, and I'm going to play a track called For You, because it's Thanksgiving weekend, and I'm sure some husband is telling his wife, or some boyfriend is telling his girl, or some girlfriend is telling her man, not her man, but her main, that they would do the world for them. And I just love those songs. Those songs make me cry all over my computer. Oh, it's so sweet. Anyway, let me play Kenny Lattimore for you. And like I said, happy Thanksgiving. We got a heck of a lot to be happy about.
Nothing I said hard to understand. one could replace this love for you. I'd take your hand and heart and everything, and add to them a wedding ring. 'Cause this life is no good alone. Since we've become one, you're all I know. If this feeling should leave, I'd die. And here's why: all I am is for you. Everything I do now.
Oh, man, every time I play that song, I just cry. You know, I got some glasses that make me look like Clark Kent, Superman. And, man, they got water all in them. Oh, I love that song. That's for you, for all my fans, for all my family, for all my friends, for everybody. Everybody special in my life. That's for you. I can't never think of the words to the song. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. It is Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, and we all have so much to be thankful for. And for the people that don't have a whole lot, we're going to try to always try to look out for you if we can. So I was talking to a friend of mine. Actually, I was talking to J.B. Spirit. And they were saying there's a man up under a bridge that they were going to take something to. You know, he lives up under a bridge somewhere in Chicago, 100 and something. And they were going to take him a meal or a coat or something. And they just hadn't gotten around to it. But that just goes to show you that people have not forgotten those who don't have as much as you. And I want to send a salute out to my friend in Memphis, Mitzi, who always wants to do a fundraiser and can drive and stuff for the people out there and our church and everything else. I didn't get a chance to participate this year, but I'm going to make up for that. And to Rhonda Alexander, who's doing the whole thing for Toys for Tots at her job. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are thankful, and they also want to bless other people. So I want you to keep that in mind. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on the day after Thanksgiving. And yes, I am so thankful. I am thankful to have that many goddamn listeners. I appreciate you. I really do. Because without my fans, you couldn't be anything. Even Minnie Riperton said that. She said, hey, it's for the fans. And I got a chance to watch the Marvelettes on Unsung Heroes. And that was pretty interesting. So it's a lot going on out there. Well, I'm looking for my track to play. And it's called Love Under New Management by Mickey Howard. And I like Mickey. Mickey's my girl. I think she can sing too. So let me play Love Under Management. Actually, Renee Gibson is the one that turned me on to this. That girl has a music repertoire that's just unbelievable. And she owns a daycare. And I talked to her the other day and she hurt her toe. So I'm going to send this song dedicated out to her because I hope her toe gets better. But that's my roadie right there. And I hope she's feeling better. Don't let your toe get you down. That's my girl. Anyway, Mickey Howard, Love Under New Management, introduced to me by Renee Gibson, one of my best fans and friends, Chicago, Illinois, in the house.
Okay. to play. Some call it love. It never had a chance to grow. You deserve something better. I kept telling myself, just be patient. True love you'll find.
And that was from my friend, Renee Gibson, in Chicago. And I hope you're feeling better. And I talked to her the other day. And like I said, she messed up her foot. So get better, Renee, so we could go dancing on the moonlight. That sounded so good. Dancing in the moonlight, not on the moonlight, Don. Duh. Man, get it together. Too much red tea. My voice is sounding so much better, too. I was kind of worried about that. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday, the one and only, and we're celebrating you. We're celebrating you. That means I want you to have a happy Thanksgiving weekend. So throw away the old, bring in all the new, make your plans, don't be blue. Oh, man. I even got a chance to talk to all my brothers. Well, the ones are still here. And I enjoyed talking to them. They're going to try to get together and have a family reunion somewhere, sometimes, someday. Someday over. Okay, all right, all right. Anyway, there's a track I'm going to play called Heaven and Earth by Kenny Lattimore. And it's a track that I really like because, again, I want happiness and joy on Thanksgiving Day and Thanksgiving weekend. And this year, I'm going to do more about Kwanzaa. I'm going to celebrate Kwanzaa. So I hope you join me and we really get involved in celebrating Kwanzaa. It's like we do Christmas. And even if you don't believe in Santa and all that other stuff, try finding something to really celebrate, like Kwanzaa. I mean, every other culture has something to celebrate. We can celebrate that. So again, I'm going to do better this year and learn more than just umoja. I think that means first day or first give or first something. But anyway, I'm going to learn. I'm going to do better. So if I could do better, I want you to do better. Let me play this track. It's Heaven and Earth by Kenny Lattimore.
Heaven and earth, Lord, do the good to you.
Now, you're talking about a track. I enjoyed that. And heaven and earth, I'll move from the sky. And I don't know the words, but I like it. Oh, man. I got to play this next track for Barbara, who is on vacation in Las Vegas. And I think she's coming back Sunday. I'm not sure. But anyway, she bought my book. And as I told people, she has a fabulous hand for interior design. And she says she liked the speech by Charlie Chaplin. And I promised her I'd play that for her. And it's so fitting after Heaven and Earth. So I'm going to play Charlie Chaplin. Then I'm going to play a PSA. And when I come back, we've got more great music on the Don S. McClure Show. But I love the words in the speech, and it's great. So this is for Barbara Bowie Scott, who's in Las Vegas. Dag, she's somewhere where it's hot and enjoying herself. Just don't gamble too much out there, Barbara.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate, only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke, it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
Ooh, I get so worked up every time I hear that speech. That was for Barbara. And man, I like that. And that, again, reminds me of Thanksgiving. We have to be thankful for the little things we got, and for the big things that we get, and for the great things that we're going to get in the future. So I want you to think about that. And to everybody out there, happy Thanksgiving. It's 8:15. The number to listen in on is 347-633-9376 or on the computer, blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. And I can't thank my audience enough, 142,565 listeners. Man, I'm going to play this track by Wendy Moulton, Come On In Out of the Rain. And it's appropriate right after that great speech, because I want you to always love yourself. Because when you love yourself, you can love others. If you don't love yourself, you can't like anybody. So you got to like yourself first. Now, I don't know why I'm fooling around with the board.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I told you, every time I play that, I see a motion picture movie with a guy running down the street and it's storming, and she's standing there with tears in her eyes. Come in out of the rain. And he running like a fool, and he slip on the floor and fall on the ground. But he get up and he keep, I'm coming. Kind of like Rocky. Kind of like Adrian. I'm coming, Rocky. I like those scenes. Those just touch my heart. I'm just an old softie. Well, not an old softie, but a young softie. Well, a middle-aged softie. Well, actually, an adult softie. I don't know what. I'm just a softie, like a Teletubby. You know, think they're my show, man. I like that track. Let me play this quick PSA, and when I come back, we've got more great music for you. And again, happy Thanksgiving day after.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Woo! And that's my man, Les, who does my PSAs. And he's going to be working on two for me next year. And there's a dynamic young lady in Connecticut that's going to be doing the one for my sister Tiana. So, I mean, we're on fire, man. Next year is going to be a gas. I'm going to play this track called Come Back by Liv Warfield. And again, Liv is my girl. I used to play her all the time on my show earlier, and I definitely got to play her now. Liv Warfield, Come Back. And that's my girl, Liv Warfield, who's out of Peoria, Illinois. And I think right now she's probably in Oakland. So again, Liv Warfield, it's my girl. I want to play this track by Luther Vandross. And it's called I'd Rather Be With You for Thanksgiving than to be with anybody else. Because you make great pumpkin pies. Now, you know, Luther didn't say that. Well, okay, all right. Well, good apple. No, they do eat pumpkin pies on Thanksgiving Day. How that got started, I'm going to find a story to that. How the first pumpkin turned into a pie. I wonder how did they do it? Did the Indians do it? Because they taught the Americans or the colonists how to live in America. So I wonder if the Indians taught them how to make a pumpkin pie. I'm going to look that up. That's one of those thoughts.
I thought some time alone was what we really needed. You said this time would hurt more than it helped, but I couldn't see that. I thought it was the end of a beautiful story, and so I left the one I love at home to be alone. And I tried and found out this one thing, it's true, that I'm nothing without you. I know better now, and I've had a change of heart. I'd rather have bad times with you than good times with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a storm than safe and warm by myself. I'd rather have hard times together than to have it easy apart. I'd rather have the one who holds my heart. And then I met someone and thought she could replace you. We got along just fine, but wasted time because she was not you. We had a lot of fun, though we knew we were faking. Love was not impressed with our connection, built on lies. Like I've done it. I'd rather have the one who holds my heart. I'd rather have the one who holds my heart.
Oh, man, we're almost at the end of the show. I mean, it's Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Oh, he just touched me so. I'd rather have Thanksgiving with you in my heart. Oh, I could sing, too. I could sing. My board is lighting up, people saying, no, you can't. No, you can't. You better get on out of here. Let me play I Blame You. That's my last track. And I'm going to say Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Man, I have enjoyed my show. And again, you're listening to the Donna S. McClure Show. Let me play this last track by Letticy, I Blame You. And I blame you because I want you to have a happy Thanksgiving. I blame you for being happy.
I'm just not the same.
know what? That's it for me. I have enjoyed my Friday with you, my fans. I blame you because you make me so happy. And thank you for my support. Hey, I want you to have a happy Thanksgiving weekend. Thursday's gone, and we're looking for a new year. So enjoy life. That's all you have. And I'm going to say good night. It's been a ball on a Friday on the 27th, 2015. And I hope to keep seeing you till next year, 11/27/2016. Have a happy weekend.